Christopher Hunt, Northfield. Just a brief comment, a very powerful community here. You're going to Whitefield tomorrow, good luck. My comment is to suggest that the Department of Energy study the benefits of utilizing the existing 2,000 megawatt transmission corridor that enters on the Canadian border and runs parallel to the proposed Northern Pass corridor. Either with the use of the existing transmission towers, utilizing the right-of-way in common, or widening the right-of-way. This would be the most minimal environmental impact I could imagine. My comment is that if this is in the national interest to access 1,200 megawatts of electricity, the joint use of this single right-of-way should be included in the scope of the presidential permit. Common sharing of utility poles by phone, cable, and fiber optic is normal. The increased capacity on Interstate 93 is accomplished by the widening of the roadway. The use of electricity is a national priority and supersedes individual right-of-way rights. Hence, I see the term of eminent domain. That was basically my composed analysis. We all know that the true way to prevent expanded transmission line is conservation, and the south is usually the major consumption, and hopefully conservation and a smart grid and alternative energy sources will be in play. But this was my brief. Thank you.